Can you hear Mike? Okay. We have a little bit of technology this morning.
Vi har lidt teknologi her til morgen.
Yeah. This is going to be my subject this morning.
Det her det bliver mit emne her til morgen.
I'm going to speak about the importance of thanksgiving.
Jeg vil sige noget om vigtigheden af taksigelse.
I hesitate even to speak about this.
Jeg tøver lidt med bare at sige noget om det her.
Because my guess is you know a lot about it.
Fordi jeg gætter på, at I allerede ved en hel masse om det.
I have a deep concern in my heart.
Men jeg har en dyb bekymring i mit hjerte.
When I look at the church in Europe,
når jeg ser på kirken i Europa,
I think there is a tremendous amount of pressure that is coming on the saints.
Så er det som om, der kommer et stort pres på de hellige.
We live at a time where we have more pressure than at any other time, I believe.
Vi lever i en tid, hvor vi har mere pres end på noget andet tidspunkt, tror jeg.
I've just spent a week of teaching on eschatology at the Bible College.
Jeg har lige brugt en uge på at undervise om endetiden på Bibelskolen.
And one of the things that the book of Revelation tells us is that the pressure is going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Og en af de ting, vi finder ud af i Johannes åbenbaring, er, at presset bliver større. Det bliver ikke bedre.
And it gives us a manual for how to be an overcomer in that kind of a situation.
Og det giver os ligesom en manual for, hvordan vi skal være nogen, der sejrer i de situationer.
And we know it's possible to overcome because Jesus is an overcomer.
Og vi ved, at det er muligt at sejre, fordi Jesus er en sejrvinder.
And he's given a promise to every believer.
Og han har givet et løfte til hver eneste troende.
That we will be able to sit on his throne.
At vi vil være i stand til at sidde på hans trone.
The way the Father granted him to sit on his throne.
Ligesom faderen har skænket ham at sidde på hans trone.
And that promise is to each one who overcomes.
Og det løfte er til enhver som sejrer.
And he gives us wisdom and understanding in how we can be an overcoming people.
Og så får vi noget visdom og noget forståelse til, hvordan vi kan være en sejrvinder.
And so I don't want to give you a message this morning about how you can have a balanced life.
Så det er ikke her til morgen, I får et budskab om, hvordan I får et balanceret liv.
You know, and how you can do more of this or more of that.
Hvordan I kan gøre mere af det her eller mere af det her.
I want to go back to something that's so fundamental to the Christian life.
Gå tilbage til noget, som er så fundamentalt for det kristne liv.
And it's just the importance of learning to say thank you.
Og det er bare vigtigheden af at lære at sige tak.
So I know I'm not going to teach anything deeply profound today.
Så jeg kommer ikke til at undervise noget virkelig dybt i dag.
But I just want to be obedient to what the Lord has put on my heart for you.
Men jeg prøver bare at være lydig på det Gud har lagt på mit hjerte for jer.
So we're going to start by looking at the scriptures.
Vi skal starte med at se på skrifterne.
It's going to, if you can go to the next one, it's going to be Luke chapter 17.
Lukas kapitel 17.
And as I read the text, you can bring all of those up as I go through.
Som
the
jeg
text.
Læser teksten, så kommer de op her.
This is the story where Jesus cleanses 10 people from leprosy.
Det her er historien, hvor Jesus renser 10 spedalske.
And I'm going to read the text to you, and I'm going to make a few points, and then out of that, I'm going to build what I want to say today.
Og nu læser jeg historien og giver jer et par få punkter, og ud fra den historie, så bygger vi de punkter.
So we'll start at verse 11.
Vers 11.
Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Under sin vandring mod Jerusalem fulgte han grænsen mellem Samaria og Galilea.
Then he entered a certain village. As he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off.
Da han var på vej ind i en landsby, mødte han 10 spedalske, de blev stående langt fra ham.
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Og råbte, Jesus, Mester, forbarm dig over os.
So when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
Da han så på dem, sagde han, gå hen og bliv undersøgt af præsterne. Og mens de var på vej derhen, blev de rene.
That's unusual in itself.
Det i sig selv er usædvanligt.
It's the only time we never see Jesus actually healing people.
Det er det eneste sted, hvor vi ikke ser Jesus faktisk helbrede mennesker.
All he says is go and show yourself to the priest.
Gå hen og lad jer syne af præsten.
That's a little bit like you coming to Jesus saying I've got a sickness.
Det er ligesom hvis I kommer til Jesus og siger jeg er syg.
And he turns around and says, go to the doctor.
Og han vender sig om, og så siger han, gå til lægen.
You see, the priest was the only one who could say whether you'd got leprosy or not.
Sagen var, præsten var den eneste, som kunne sige, om man havde spedalskhed eller ej.
And he was the only one who could say whether you were clean or not.
Han var den eneste, der kunne erklære dig ren eller ej.
So it's really funny what he asks them to do.
Så det er lidt sjovt, det han beder dem om at gøre.
And they do it.
Og de gør det.
They're obedient.
De er lydige.
They say, well, if that's what he tells us to do, that's siger, what we'll do.
Okay, hvis det er det, han siger, vi skal gøre, så gør vi det.
Now, one of Oh yeah, and as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15, now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan.
Men en af dem vendte tilbage, da han så, at han var blevet helbredt. Han priste Gud med høj røst og kastede sig på sit ansigt for Jesu fødder og takkede ham. Og det var en samaritaner.
So imagine that. He's walking along.
Så forestil dig, han går altså på vejen.
He's going off to the priest.
På vej hen til præsten.
And all of a sudden he probably looks down at his hand.
Og lige pludselig så kigger han nok ned på sin hånd.
Looks across at his friends.
Ser over på sine venner.
And he realizes.
Og opdager.
I'm cleansed.
Jeg er renset.
What an astonishing moment.
Hvilket fantastisk øjeblik.
Can you imagine it?
Kan I forestille jer?
I mean, these men were so excited.
De her mænd var så begejstrede.
And one of them,
og en af dem,
the Samaritan,
turns
around,
vender sig om,
says, I've got to thank you.
Og siger, jeg må hen og takke ham.
For what he's done.
For det han har gjort for mig.
And off he comes and he falls at his feet, he glorifies God, and it's with a loud voice.
Og så falder han sig ned, han kaster sig og herliggør Gud, og det er med høj røst.
So he couldn't have been British.
Så han kunne ikke have været brite i hvert fald.
It's with a loud voice.
Det er med høj røst.
So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9?
Jesus spurgte, var der ikke 10, der blev rene? Hvor er de 9?
If you start bringing up some of the points. Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.
Er det kun denne fremmede, der vendte tilbage for at give Gud æren? Og han sagde til ham, stå op og gå herfra, din tro har faldet.
Now that's the question that Jesus has raised.
Det er det her spørgsmål, Jesus stiller.
He's grateful for the one.
Han er taknemmelig over den ene.
But his question is,
men hans spørgsmål er,
where are the 9?
Hvor er de 9?
He's grateful for the one.
Han er taknemmelig for den ene.
But the question is,
men spørgsmålet er,
where are the others?
Hvor er de andre?
Where are the others?
Hvor er de andre?
And I can't help feeling that that is a little bit of a description of the church today.
Jeg kan ikke lade være med at have den her fornemmelse af, at det lidt er en beskrivelse af kirken i dag.
There are some who are very conscious about what God has done for them.
Der er nogle mennesker, der er meget bevidste om det, Gud har gjort for dem.
And they're saying thank you.
Og de siger tak.
And there's a whole group more.
Og så er der en hel anden gruppe.
Who had just as much done for them.
For hvem der er sket lige så meget.
And are probably very grateful.
Og de siger meget taknemmelige.
But are not saying thank you.
Men de siger ikke tak.
Do you know, it's hard to put thank you into people.
Det er svært at lægge tak ind i mennesker.
If you don't know that, then just try raising kids.
Hvis ikke du ved det, så prøv at opdrage børn.
I feel like I have some authority to speak on this matter.
Det føler jeg, jeg har lidt autoritet til at udtale mig om.
Having been through it 6 times now.
Ja, jeg nu har været igennem det 6 gange.
We have a little rule in our house.
Vi har sådan en regel i vores hus.
That it's a please and a thank you with everything.
At det er vil du ikke nok og tak
so
hver gang.
At the dinner table it's so, please pass the potatoes.
Vil du ikke nok give mig kartoflerne?
And then thank you for passing.
Og så tak fordi du gav mig kartoflerne.
But we have to teach them to do that.
Men det må vi undervise dem om at gøre.
Usually it's why has he got the biggest?
Normalt er det hvorfor fik han den største?
You know that one?
Kender I den?
There's usually a lot of complaining that goes on.
Normalt er det en hel masse brokkerier.
At the dinner table about who took the biggest potato, who's going to have the biggest ice cream,
hvem der skal have den største is.
And actually putting into young people this attitude of thankfulness.
Og det at give unge en holdning af taknemmelighed.
Well, if he's got the biggest potato, take 2.
Jamen, hvis han nu har fået den største kartoffel, så tag du 2.
And then you end up with more.
Og så ender du med at have mere.
But they don't think like that.
Men sådan tænker de ikke.
Often we think in terms of what we don't have.
Ofte så tænker vi på det vi ikke har.
Instead of expressing gratitude for what we do have.
I stedet for at udtrykke taknemmelighed over det vi har.
I'd like you to go on to the next one, please.
Fortsæt gerne til den næste her.
I believe this whole issue of thankfulness is essentially a heart issue.
Jeg tror, at det her med taknemmelighed har noget med en hjertesag at gøre.
Thanksgiving tells us something about the condition of our hearts.
Taksigelse fortæller os et eller andet om vores hjertes
tilstand. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 21,
i Romerne 1:21,
Paul is writing about the condition of humanity as it moves away from worshiping and acknowledging the Creator.
Så skriver Paulus om menneskehedens tilstand, som det bevæger sig væk fra tilbedelsen og taknemmeligheden over for deres skaber.
And one of the first things he says,
og en af de første ting han siger,
about the reprobate heart,
om det her fordærvede hjerte,
about the heart that will not acknowledge God but worships the creature instead of the creator,
om det her hjerte, som ikke anerkender Gud, men tilbyder skabningen i stedet for skaberen,
is that it is unthankful.
Det er, at det er utaknemmeligt.
He says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21,
Rom 1, 21,
and neither were they thankful.
Og de takkede heller ikke.
And Paul says, because of that,
Paul siger, på grund af det,
their hearts were foolish and became darkened.
Hjerter tomme og blev formørkede.
So if you want to have your heart full of light,
så hvis du ønsker, at dit hjerte skal være fyldt med lys,
if you don't want to become foolish,
hvis ikke du ønsker at blive tåbelig,
be thankful.
Så vær taknemmelig.
Be thankful.
Så vær taknemmelig.
As you express thanksgiving to God,
som du udtrykker taknemmelighed over for Gud,
it does something to the heart.
Så gør det noget ved dit hjerte.
You see, if you can put up the next one, there were 9 of those,
der var 9 af dem,
who got healed,
som blev helbredt,
but were completely self-absorbed.
Men som var fuldstændig selvoptaget.
You see, it's all about me, me, me.
Det handler om mig, mig, mig.
Me, myself, and I.
Mig, jeg selv og
what I'm going through.
Det jeg går igennem.
My challenges.
Mine udfordringer.
Do you know, if you look at Romans chapter 7,
hvis vi kigger på Romerbrevet kapitel 7,
and compare it to Romans chapter 8,
og sammenligner det med kapitel 8,
you know that chapter in Romans,
kapitel,
the would that I could I would do, I do not.
Det gode, som jeg gerne ville, det gør jeg ikke.
And the evil that I would not do,
det onde,
that I find myself
ikke
doing.
At gøre, op,
you know that
gøre.
Chapter, I'm kender, sure you're familiar with it.
Sikker på, I kender kapitlet.
And then in Romans chapter 8,
og så i Romerbrevet kapitel 8,
it begins by saying there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Starter det med at sige, så er der nu ingen fordømmelse for dem, som er i Kristus Jesus.
And in Romans chapter 8, we have more mentions of the Holy Spirit than in any other chapter in the Bible.
Og i Romerbrevet kapitel 8 har vi flere referencer til Helligånden end i nogen andre kapitler i Bibelen.
Because in Romans 8, it's about how the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets me free from the law of sin and death.
Fordi i Romerbrevet kapitel 8 handler om, hvordan livets ånds lov har sat mig fri fra synden, så det.
So if the Holy Spirit is mentioned more times in Romans chapter 8,
hvis Helligånden nævnes flere gange i Romerbrevet kapitel 8.
What word do you think is mentioned more times than any other chapter in the Bible in Romans chapter 7?
Hvilket ord tror jeg så nævnes flere gange end nogen andre steder i Bibelen i kapitel 7?
It is the words I and me.
Det er ordene jeg og mig.
I and me.
Jeg og mig.
Let me read it to you.
Lad mig læse lidt for jer.
Just to communicate.
For lige at kommunikere.
The force of the text.
Kraften.
And when you read it in the way I'm going to read it to you,
og når vi læser det på den måde, som jeg vil læse det for jer,
it kind of helps you understand the nature of the problem.
Så hjælper det lidt til at forstå, hvad problemets natur
er. Now I'm going to place an emphasis more so than I normally would when I'm reading this text.
Nu læser jeg, så lægger jeg så betoningen lidt anderledes, end man normalt gør, når man bare læser teksten.
Because I want to make a point.
Fordi jeg gerne vil vise en pointe.
So here it is.
Her er det altså.
Verse 14.
Vers 14.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
At loven er ånd, men jeg er kød, solgt til at være under synden.
For what am I doing?
For jeg forstår.
I don't understand.
Jeg forstår ikke mine handlinger.
For what will I do that I do not practice?
Det jeg vil, det gør jeg ikke.
And what I hate,
og det jeg hader,
that I do,
det gør jeg.
If then I do what I will not to do, I agree that the law that it is good.
Men når jeg gør det jeg ikke vil, giver jeg loven ret i at den er god.
But now it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
Men så er det ikke længere mig der handler, men synden der bor i mig.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
Jeg ved at i mig, altså i mit kød, bor der intet godt.
For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
Viljen har jeg, men at udføre det gode kan jeg ikke.
Do you see what the problem is?
Kan I se, hvad hele problemet er?
The problem is me.
Problemet er mig.
The problem is the I, the ego.
Problemet er jeg, er egoet.
And as long as Paul is focused on the me, the self, the I,
og så længe Paulus er fokuseret på jeg og mig og selvet,
he's trapped.
Så er han i fangenskab.
He's locked into something.
Så er han låst ind i noget.
He has to get into the spirit in Romans chapter 8.
Han bliver nødt til at komme ind i ånden i Romerbrevet kapitel 8.
And then in the spirit,
og så i ånden,
he's set free from the self-life.
Sættes han fri fra det her selvliv.
And self-orientation.
Og selvorientering.
And he begins in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 to celebrate.
Og så begynder han i Romerbrevet kapitel 8 at fejre
then there is now no condemnation.
At nu er der ingen nogen fordømmelse i Kristus.
Instead of focusing on here,
i stedet for at fokusere her,
he's focusing on what God has done.
På det Gud har gjort.
On God's reality.
På Guds realitet.
And this is why it's important that our hearts,
og det er derfor det er vigtigt at vores hjerter,
are filled with thanksgiving.
Er fyldt med taknemmelighed.
It helps to displace the ego.
Det hjælper til at skubbe egoet til side.
Because the focus is not on us.
Fordi fokus ikke er på os.
The focus is on the King
of Heaven. Men fokus kommer på himlens konge.
Let's move on.
Let's fortsætte.
Not only is it a heart issue.
Så det er ikke bare en hjertesag.
I want to suggest to you that it's a faith issue.
Men foreslår jeg, at det også er en trossag.
If you turn to Psalm 95.
Vi prøver at se på Salme 95.
Psalm 95 is a very beautiful psalm, and it's quoted in Hebrews chapter 3.
Så der 95 er en meget smuk salme, som også citeres i Hebræerbrevet kapitel 3.
So we're in Psalm 95.
Salme 95.
Now keep a finger there.
Hold lige en finger der.
And then I'm just going to read a few scriptures from Hebrews chapter 3.
Og så læser jeg en lille smule fra Hebræerbrevet kapitel 3.
In Hebrews chapter 3,
i Hebræerbrevet kapitel 3,
verses 7 through 13. Listen to this.
Vers 7.
Part of this is quoting Psalm 95, and then we'll look at it in its original context.
En del af det her er citat fra Salme 95, og bagefter prøver vi at kigge på den i den oprindelige sammenhæng.
If you just read it from 7 to 13.
7 til 13 kapitel 3 Hebræerbrevet. Derfor som Helligånden siger, om I dog i dag vil lytte til ham, gør ikke jeres hjerter hårdere som det oprørede på fristelsens dag i ørkenen, da jeres fædre udæskede mig og satte mig på prøve, skønt de havde set mine gerninger i 40 år. Derfor følte jeg afsky for den slægt, og jeg sagde, de farer altid vild i deres hjerte, de kender ikke mine veje. Så svor jeg i min vrede, de skal aldrig komme ind til min hvile. Se til, brødre, at der aldrig i nogen af jer skal være et ondt, vantro hjerte, så der sker frafald fra den levende Gud. Men forman hinanden hver dag, så længe der er noget, der hedder i dag, for at ingen af jer skal blive forhærdet ved syndens bedrag.
Now let me emphasize a few things from this text.
Lad mig lige lægge væk på nogle få ting fra den her tekst.
If you hear his voice,
hvis I hører hans stemme,
don't harden your heart.
Så forhærd ikke jeres hjerte.
That's the psalm he's quoting.
Det er den salme, han citerer.
If you hear his voice,
hvis I hører hans stemme,
don't harden your heart.
Så forhærd ikke jeres hjerte.
Because the heart is the organ of faith.
Fordi hjertet er trosorganet.
And he says in verse 12,
og han siger i vers 12,
if there is an evil heart of unbelief.
Hvis der er et ondt, vantro hjerte.
That's the opposite of faith.
Altså det modsatte af tro.
And the heart can become hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Og hjertet kan blive forhærdet ved syndens bedrag.
So thanksgiving is not only a heart issue, it's a faith issue.
Så taknemmelighed har ikke kun noget med dit hjerte at gøre, det har også noget med din tro.
Because if I don't keep my heart right,
fordi hvis ikke jeg holder mit hjerte rigtigt,
the heart is the instrument through which releases faith is released.
Hjertet er det instrument, hvor igennem troen forløses.
Let's go back to Psalm 95 and see it there.
For så at hoppe tilbage hen til Salme 95.
Now the bit that we just quoted is,
det, vi lige har citeret,
is from the end of verse 7
er fra slutningen af vers 7 og frem efter.
But how does the psalm begin?
Men prøv at høre, hvordan salmen starter.
It says, today if you will hear his voice.
Der står, i dag hvis I hører hans stemme.
How do we hear the voice of the Lord?
Jamen, hvordan hører vi hans stemme?
Well, the first part of the psalm tells us.
Det fortæller den første del af salmen.
It's telling us how to keep our hearts right.
Den fortæller os, hvordan vi skal
so
holde
God
vores hjerter.
So God can speak to us.
I en rigtig tilstand.
And we can be men and women.
Sorry.
We can be men and women who enter into the promised land by faith.
Som kommer ind i løftets land ved tro.
I hope you're getting excited by my
preaching. Håber det er mig, du bliver begejstret over.
I love it when people respond.
Jeg elsker, når der kommer respons.
So clap as much as you like.
Klap så meget du vil.
So in Hebrews chapter 4,
i Hebræerbrevet kapitel 4,
those who are of faith enter into the promised land.
Dem som har tro kommer ind i løftets land.
And the writer to Hebrews says they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Og Hebræerbrevets forfatter siger, at de kom ikke ind på grund
in
af deres vantro.
In their hearts they could not conceive that it was possible to overcome these enemies.
I deres hjerter kunne de ikke forstå, at det var muligt at overvinde de der fjender.
Because their hearts had been hardened.
Fordi deres hjerter var blevet forhærdet.
How did their hearts get hardened so they couldn't hear?
Og hvordan var deres hjerter blevet forhærdet, så de ikke kunne høre?
We're going to find out now.
Det finder vi ud af nu.
Here's how we do it.
Og her er, hvordan vi gør det.
Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
Come, let us juble for Herren, bryde ud i fryderåb for vores frelsesklippe.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving.
Lad os træde frem for ham med takkesang.
You see, when you come into the presence of the Lord,
se, når du kommer ind i Herrens nærvær,
with thanksgiving,
med takkesang,
it opens takkesang, your heart,
så åbner det dit hjerte,
to hear what the Spirit is saying,
til at høre, hvad ånden siger.
Today, if you will hear His voice,
i dag, om I vil lytte til ham.
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
i åbenbaringsbogen kapitel 2 og 3,
he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Den, som har ører, hører, hvad ånden siger.
And the Spirit longs to speak to us and encourage us.
Og ånden længes efter at tale til os og opmuntre os.
But it needs to be a heart that is open.
Men det må være et hjerte, der er
åbent. Because when the heart is open,
fordi når hjertet er
and
åbent,
the Spirit speaks,
og ånden taler,
faith is generated.
Så bliver troen genereret.
And we can believe God.
Og vi kan tro Gud.
Despite all of the pressures that we're going through.
På trods af alt det pres, vi går igennem.
Somehow hope rises from within.
Så er der på en eller anden måde et håb, der
rejser sig indenfor. Come with thanksgiving, you get a bigger vision
fordi
of who God is.
Når du kommer med taksi, så får du en større syn af hvem Gud er.
And if it's one thing that the church in Europe needs, it's a bigger vision of God.
Som kirken i Europa har brug for,
it's
så er det
ikke
et større
program.
Det er ikke endnu et program.
We have had so many programs
in the
West. Vi
har masser af programmer her i Vesten.
We're so good at that.
Vi er rigtig gode til det.
A program for this.
Et program til
and
det.
And a program for that.
Et program for det her.
Instead of having another program,
men i stedet for endnu et program,
let's get a vision of Jesus.
Lad os få et syn af Jesus.
Let's just come before Him.
Lad os komme frem for ham.
And worship Him.
Og tilbede ham.
With a loud voice.
Med høj røst.
With a loud
med høj røst.
Oh, it's that fanatic Englishman again.
Den her fanatiske englænder igen.
But I'm just trying to be biblical.
Jeg prøver bare at være biblisk.
You see, when the Samaritan ran back,
se, da samaritaneren kom tilbage her,
så
sagde han ikke, oh, tak.
He said, thank you!
Tak, Jesus!
I'm healed!
Jeg er helbredt!
Thank you!
Tak!
With a loud voice, it says.
Med en høj røst, stod
der. And sometimes we have to step out of our cultural barriers and stop us from behaving in this kind of way.
Så må vi træde ud fra vores kulturelle barriere, som hindrer os i at opføre os på den her måde.
We're British.
Vi er britiske.
We know how to behave.
Vi ved godt, hvordan man skal opføre.
And there's a sense in which in the presence of the Lord,
og det er som om på en eller anden måde i Guds nærvær,
we need to learn how not to behave according to cultural boundaries.
Har vi brug for at lære, hvordan vi ikke skal opføre os ud fra vores kulturelle
grænser. But learn how to
grænser.
Behave like David did when he danced before the ark.
Men lære at opføre os som David, da han dansede foran arken.
Because he was so happy.
Fordi han var så glad.
He was so grateful.
Fordi han var så taknemmelig.
At last the ark is coming back.
Endelig er arken tilbage.
The presence of the Lord.
Guds nærvær er her.
And he took off all of his kingly robes.
Og så tog han alle sine kongelige klæder.
And if you'd looked at all the boys who play in the streets and David, you couldn't tell the difference.
Og hvis man kigger på alle de her drenge der legede i gaden,
because he
og
just
David,
had
så kunne du se
linen ephod off.
Fordi han havde bare sådan
sin linen ephod
på. Han er halvnøgen.
It's like dancing in your wife fronts today.
Det ville være som at danse i dine underbukser i dag.
That's what he did.
Det er det han gjorde.
And you see, some people are so focused.
Og nogle mennesker, de er så fokuseret.
On what's going on?
På hvad det er, der sker.
And his wife looked at him.
Og hans kone så på ham.
She said, "Oh."
Hun sagde, "Oh."
Didn't the king do well today?
Eva gjorde kongen det godt i dag.
She was very sarcastic.
Hun var meget sarkastisk.
She said, "You humiliated yourself."
Du ydmygede dig selv.
He said, "Well, that's maybe how you saw it."
Og så sagde han, det kan godt være, det er sådan,
but I did it before the Lord.
Men jeg gjorde det for Herren.
Who, by the way, chose me above your dad.
For øret har valgt mig frem for din far.
And he said, and I will be yet more despised.
Og jeg vil være endnu mere foragtet.
In my own eyes.
I mine egne øjne.
Saying, listen, I'm nothing.
Så jeg prøver, jeg er ikke noget.
It's the God of heaven who is everything.
Det er himlens Gud, der er alt.
And he said, and I will be had in honor from those who you think are despising me.
Og så vil jeg få ære for dem, du tror foragter mig.
Let's read on.
Lad os læse videre.
For the Lord is the great God.
For Herren er en stor Gud.
And the great King above all gods.
En mægtig konge over alle guder.
The Lord is the great God.
Herren er den store Gud.
We get excited in worship.
Vi bliver begejstrede i lovsang.
Because he is worth it.
Fordi han er det værd.
He is great.
Han er stor.
John had a vision of Jesus.
Johannes havde et syn af Jesus.
In Revelation
chapter 4.
And you know what the one? He was surrounded by four living creatures.
Og han var omringet af de her fire levende væsener.
And they sound scary when you read it.
Og de lyder rimelig skræmmende, når man læser om.
The face of an ox.
En okses ansigt.
The face of an eagle.
En ørns ansigt,
the face of a man,
et menneskes ansigt,
six wings, covered in eyes,
dækket med øjne over
det
hele.
It sounds pretty awesome.
Det lyder rimeligt, frygtindgydende.
And then you've got the 24 elders,
og så har man 24
with
ældre,
all of their crowns,
med deres kroner.
And then later on in the book of Revelation,
og senere hen i Åbenbaringsbogen,
you have 10,000 times 10,000 angels.
Så har vi 10,000 af 10,000 engle.
100 million angels.
Det vil sige 100 millioner engle.
All around the throne.
Omkring tronen.
And they're saying, "Worthy is the Lamb."
Og de siger, værdig er lammet der var slagtet.
Who's received power?
Som har modtaget ære og magt.
Wisdom and honor.
Og visdom og ære.
I don't think so.
Det tror jeg ikke.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Værdig er lammet.
To receive power.
Til at modtage
and
ære
wisdom,
og visdom.
And glory.
Herlighed,
and honor.
Og ære.
And thanksgiving.
Og taksigelse.
They're releasing the heart and the gratitude of praise that is in them because he is worthy.
Hjertet og taknemmeligheden, som er i dem, fordi han er værdig.
And that's the question in Revelation 4.
Og det er spørgsmålet i kapitel 4 i Johannes Åbenbaring.
Who is worthy?
Hvem er værdig?
And John begins to weep.
Og Johannes begynder at græde.
Because there is all the purposes of God sealed up
fordi
in this
her
er book.
Alle Guds formål forseglet i en bog.
And one comforts him and says, "Don't cry."
Og så er der en, der kommer og trøster ham og siger,
"Du skal ikke græde." The lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed.
Løven fra Judas stammer.
And he is worthy to take the book and open the seal.
Og han er værdig til at tage bogen og åbne seglet.
And John enters to heaven's rejoicing.
Og Johannes kommer ind i himlens jubel.
And we need to enter into heaven's rejoicing.
Og vi har brug for at komme ind i himlens jubel.
Because something happens to our heart that releases faith.
Fordi der sker et eller andet i vores hjerte, som
forløser tro. And God wants us in the earth to be men and women of faith.
Og Gud ønsker, at vi her på jorden skal være troens
mænd og kvinder. We are going to be called to do impossible things.
Vi kaldes til at gøre umulige ting.
Impossible things.
Umulige ting.
And it's going to take more than a doctorate or a degree.
Og det kræver mere end et
doktorat eller en grad. It's going to take more than a new program.
Det kræver mere end et nyt program.
It's going to take the presence of God.
Det kommer til at kræve Guds nærvær.
It's going to take him doing it.
Det kommer til at kræve, at han gør det.
Joshua is a good general.
Joshua er en god general.
He knows how to fight.
Han ved godt, hvordan man skal kæmpe.
But when he met the Lord,
men da han mødte Herren,
with his sword drawn,
med hans sværd draget,
Jesus didn't say, "I've come to give you a plan."
Så sagde Jesus ikke, "Jeg kom for at give dig en plan."
He did give him a plan.
Han gav ham en plan.
He said, "As the captain of the Lord's hosts, am I now come?"
Men han sagde, som kaptajn over Herrens hær er jeg kommet til dig.
Are you on our side?
Er du på vores side?
Or are you on their
eller
side?
Eller er du på deres side? Spørger jeg også.
I haven't come to take sides.
Jeg er ikke kommet for at tage side, siger han.
I've come to take over.
Jeg er kommet for at overtage.
God's come to take over.
Gud er kommet for at overtage.
Let's let him.
Lad os lade ham gøre det.
Worship opens our heart to God.
Lovsang åbner, tilbedelse åbner vores hjerter til Gud.
And that in turn allows faith to grow.
Og det får så igen vores tro til at vokse.
He is worthy of worship.
Han er værdig, lovsang.
Verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
Kom, lad os kaste os ned, lad os bøje os, lad os falde på knæ for Herren, vores skaber. For han er vor Gud, og vi er hans folk, de får han vogter.
Let's go on to the next one, please.
Næste.
We have two models in the New Testament. I could have picked many.
Jeg tager to modeller fra det Nye Testamente, jeg kunne have taget mange.
The first is Jesus.
Den første er Jesus.
In Mark chapter 8 and verse 6 and in Mark chapter 14 and verse 23.
I Markus kapitel 8 vers 6 og i kapitel 14 vers 23.
Jesus gave thanks.
Har vi Jesus der siger tak?
Before he multiplied the bread,
før han mangfoldiggjorde brødet,
he took it,
så tog han brødet,
broke it,
brød det,
and gave thanks.
Og sagde tak.
That's pretty cool.
Egentlig sejt.
Have you ever thought that thanksgiving releases God's miraculous power?
Har du nogensinde tænkt over, at taksigelse forløser Guds mirakuløse kraft?
Thanksgiving releases God's miraculous power.
Taksigelse forløser Guds mirakuløse kraft.
Because it acknowledges the source.
Fordi det anerkender kilden.
It acknowledges where it comes from.
Anerkender hvor det kommer fra.
So often when we pray for healing,
så ofte når vi beder om helbredelse,
somebody comes who's sick,
så kommer der en der er syg,
and we look in.
Og så kigger vi ind.
Oh God, I can't help him.
Så det er ham kan jeg ikke hjælpe.
Good, well done.
God, ja.
You can't help them.
Det er rigtigt. Du kan ikke hjælpe.
Now we're all agreed.
Nu er vi enige om det.
But can the Father help?
Men kan Faderen hjælpe?
And I'm convinced that we need to turn our hearts to God.
Og jeg er overbevist om, at vi må vende vores hjerter til Gud.
And thank him for what he can do.
Og takke ham for det han kan gøre.
And thank him for how great he is.
Og takke ham for hvor stor han er.
And as we do that,
og som vi gør det,
God's power is released.
Forløses Guds kraft.
Let me just ask you this question.
Lad mig stille jer det her spørgsmål.
When you came today,
da du kom i dag her,
how full of thanksgiving was your heart?
Hvor fyldt med taksigelse var dit hjerte?
Was it just another meeting?
Var det bare endnu et møde?
Oh, it's a shame we didn't have the keyboards today.
Åh, det er ærligt, vi ikke har klaveret på i dag.
Is it just a critique?
Er det bare kritik?
Is it just to be here?
Er det bare at være her?
Is it habit?
Er det det? Er det en
vane? Or when you come,
eller når du kommer,
there's something inside you say, oh,
er der så noget inde i dig, som siger, her?
Here we are again.
Her er vi igen.
We are your people.
Vi er dit folk.
The sheep of your pasture.
Det er for, de får du vogter.
We love you.
Vi elsker dig.
We thank you.
Vi takker dig.
We thank you.
Vi takker dig.
The disciples came back to Jesus in Luke chapter 10.
I kan vel se, Lukas, så kommer disciplene tilbage.
Because they had been ministering.
Fordi de har været ude at tjene.
And casting out demons and preaching the kingdom of God, and they were astonished at the results.
Og de var helt forbløffet over resultaterne.
They came back and they said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name."
Og de kom tilbage og sagde, "Herre, selv dæmonerne adlyder os i dit navn."
They were really excited.
De var virkelig begejstrede.
How do you think Jesus responded?
Og hvordan tror jeg, Jesus han svarede?
He said some very interesting things.
Han sagde noget meget interessant.
He said, "Well, I see Satan fall from lightning."
Han sagde, jeg så Satan falde ned fra himlen som et lyn.
And I'm going to give you authority over serpents and scorpions and over
jeg
all the power of the
enemy. Over slanger og skorpioner, over hele fjendens hær.
And nothing will by any means harm you.
Og han skal slet ikke kunne gøre jer nogen skade.
Nevertheless,
men glæd jer.
Don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you.
Glæd jer ikke over at dæmonerne er jer lydige.
But rather this.
Men hellere over
that your names are written in heaven.
At jeres navn er indskrevet i himlen.
It's very beautiful.
Meget smukt.
He directs their attention.
Han retter deres opmærksomhed.
Not to what's going on here.
Ikke hen imod det der sker her.
But to what's going on here.
Men hen imod det der sker der.
Not to the temporal reality.
Ikke til den her midlertidige virkelighed.
But to the eternal reality.
Men til den evige virkelighed.
You see, there may be some days when you don't cast out demons.
Der kan godt være der kommer nogle dage, hvor du ikke kaster dæmoner ud.
Well, you don't preach the gospel.
Hvor du ikke prædiker evangeliet.
How are you going to feel then?
Hvordan føler du så?
Are you going to feel just as excited and turned on?
Føler du dig lige så begejstret og lige så tændt?
But if you're focused on an eternal reality,
men hvis du er fokuseret på en evig virkelighed,
it's the same every day.
Så er det det samme hver dag.
Eternal realities don't change.
Evige virkeligheder forandrer sig ikke.
Every day we can thank the Father, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hver eneste dag kan vi takke Faderen for at vores navne er indskrevet
and we
i Lamb's
rejoice.
Bog. Og vi kan glæde os.
We say, Lord, we don't know what you've got for us today.
Og vi kan sige, Herre, jeg ved ikke, hvad du har til os i dag.
Maybe it's casting out demons.
Måske skal vi drive dæmoner ud.
Maybe it's preaching the gospel.
Måske skal vi prædike evangeliet.
Maybe it's washing feet.
Måske skal vi vaske fødder.
Maybe it's collecting up baskets of bread.
Måske skal vi samle kurve med brød.
Whatever it is.
Men uanset hvad det er.
We thank you.
Så takker vi dig.
You're king.
Du er kongen.
You're worthy of praise.
Du er værdig vores pris.
And Jesus did it all the time.
Jesus gjorde det hele tiden.
Constantly filled with thanksgiving.
Hele tiden fyldt med taksigelse.
I praise you, Father, he goes on to say in Luke 10, that you've hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, but you've shown them to babes.
Han fortsætter i kapitel 10 med at sige, jeg priser dig, far, fordi du har skjult det her for de stolte og de hårdmodige, men du har åbenbaret det for spædbørnene.
His heart was constantly filled with praise and thanksgiving to the Father.
Hans hjerte var hele tiden fyldt med pris og taksigelse
til Faderen. He rejoiced in the plan of the Father.
Han glædede sig over Faderens plan.
And because of that, he was obedient to the plan of the Father.
Og på grund af det var han også lydig over for Faderens plan.
Very lovely.
Meget smukt.
Let's look at Paul.
Lad os se på Paulus.
Here's a whole number of scriptures here.
Han har en hel række skrifter.
I'll read a few for you.
Lad mig læse nogle få af dem for jer.
And what amazes me about the Apostle Paul is the sincerity with which he says things.
Og det der forbløffer mig ved Paulus, det er den oprigtighed han siger tingene med.
In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 16.
I Efeserbrevet 1:16.
Paul says of the Ephesians believers.
Siger han om de troende i Efesus.
I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Jeg kan heller ikke holde op med at takke for jer, når jeg nævner jer i mine bønner. Jeg beder om, at vor Herre Jesu Kristi Gud, herlighedens far, vil give jer visdom og åbenbaringsånd til at erkende ham.
Paul gave thanks for the saints.
Paulus takkede for de hellige.
And he prayed for them.
Han bad for dem.
His prayer,
hans bøn,
came out of his thanksgiving.
Kom ud af hans taksigelse.
It all starts with thanksgiving.
Det starter med taksigelsen.
When thanksgiving is there,
når taksigelsen er der,
it's easy to pray for people.
Så er det let at bede for mennesker.
Have you ever tried praying for people you're not thankful for?
Og har du nogensinde prøvet at bede for nogen du ikke er taknemmelig for? Det er meget, meget svært.
But when gratitude is there,
men når taknemmeligheden er der,
and we have to sometimes say to ourselves,
og nogle gange må vi sige til os selv,
soul,
sjæl,
be thankful.
Vær taknemmelig.
Forget not his benefits, the Psalms tell us.
Salmerne siger, glem ikke hans velgerninger.
And sometimes we have to do what David did in the Psalms. We have to rehearse back to ourselves all the good things that the Lord has done.
Og nogle gange må vi gøre som David han gør i salmerne, vi må sådan øve tilbage til os selv alle de gode ting Gud har gjort for os.
In the book of Colossians chapter
1,
Paul writes to another group of believers.
Skriver Paulus til en anden gruppe
troende. And he has the same sincere gratitude towards them.
Og den samme taknemmelighed.
We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints.
Vi takker altid Gud vor Herre Jesus Kristi Far, når vi beder for jer, for vi har hørt om jeres tro på Kristus Jesus og om jeres kærlighed til alle de hellige.
We give thanks.
Vi takker.
Isn't it beautiful?
Er det ikke smukt?
Paul heard about their faith.
Paulus har hørt om deres tro.
He heard what they're doing.
Han hørte om det, de tænkte.
And then he gave thanks to the Father.
Og så takkede han faren.
You know, as a Bible teacher,
som bibellærer,
and a trainer,
og som træner,
I sometimes wonder how effective I am.
Så tænker jeg nogle gange på hvor effektiv jeg er.
Sometimes people leave the Bible college and I think, boy.
Og nogle gange så forlader folk bibelskolen og jeg tænker,
did we achieve anything with that?
Nåede vi noget som helst med den person?
Did we do anything?
Gjorde vi noget?
And it makes me introspective sometimes.
Og nogle gange så får man til at se indad.
And we had a young man like that.
Og vi havde sådan en ung mand.
A young man from Pakistan.
Ung mand fra Pakistan.
Shall remain nameless.
Som hvis navn vi ikke skal nævne.
But what a naughty boy when he was with us.
Men hold fast, hvor var han uvoren, mens han var hos os.
I remember having to tell him off so many times.
Jeg husker mange gange, jeg måtte skælde ud på ham.
And he would cry in my office. He would
han
cry.
Han ville græde på mit kontor. Han ville omvende sig.
And it almost became a weekly activity.
Og det blev næsten sådan en ugentlig aktivitet.
Is there any sincerity in this young man?
Og jeg tænker, er der noget som helst alvorligt i den her unge mand?
I thought, boy, he knows how to repent.
Han ved i hvert fald, hvordan han skal omvende.
He knows how to sin and he knows how to repent.
Han ved, hvordan han skal synde, og han ved, hvordan han skal omvende sig.
And I just had question marks in my
head. Og jeg havde virkelig spørgsmålstegn i mit hoved.
And he's been now in Pakistan now for I guess nearly 3 years.
Og nu har han været i Pakistan 2,5 år, 3 år.
And he's planted 5 churches.
Og han har plantet 5 kirker.
There's over 100 people in each church.
Med over 100 mennesker i hver kirke.
And I think, I thank God.
Og så siger jeg, takker
Gud. I thank God for all the spankings.
Jeg takker Gud for alle slagene han får her. Alle de der advarsler.
My heart is filled with gratitude.
Mit hjerte er fyldt af taknemmelighed.
And you know, in Pakistan, he can be killed for preaching the gospel.
Og i Pakistan kan han blive slået ihjel, fordi han prædiker med Jesus.
But he's on fire for Jesus.
Men han er tændt for Jesus.
I just love it.
Jeg elsker det.
My heart is filled with gratitude.
Og mit hjerte er fyldt med taknemmelighed.
We had another young man from Switzerland.
Vi havde en anden ung mand fra Schweiz.
He was a good-looking guy.
Han så godt ud.
Every girl in the Bible college fell in love with him.
Alle pigerne på bibelskolen blev forelsket.
That always makes me dislike someone.
Og det får mig altid til ikke at kunne lide nogen.
And he was one of these guys who could do anything.
Han var den her type, som kunne gøre det hele.
He was the national champion in Switzerland for BMX bikes.
Han var nationalmester i at køre på BMX cykel i Schweiz.
He had a whole series of things outside the front of the college where
han havde sådan en hel serie
he did a display.
Bibelskolen, hvor han sådan viste det, hvad han kunne.
And he was not an exceptional student.
Han var ikke sådan en fremragende elev.
But he had a call to India.
Men han havde kaldt til Indien.
I said, what do you want to do?
Og jeg sagde, hvad er det du ønsker at gøre?
And he just smiled.
Og så smilede han.
I want to go to India and preach the gospel.
Jeg vil til Indien og prædike evangeliet.
And I thought, yeah.
Og jeg tænkte, ja, tak.
I'll give you 5 minutes.
5 minutter tror jeg på dig.
That was my evaluation.
Det var min evaluering af ham.
He just went through the college.
Men han gik igennem bibelskolen.
Did his stuff.
Gjorde de ting han skulle
he
gøre.
Went back to Switzerland.
Tog tilbage til Schweiz.
Married a lovely girl.
Giftede sig med en dejlig pige.
Went to India.
Og de tog til Indien.
He's been there about 5 years.
Og nu har han været der omkring 5 år.
He's planted 200 churches.
Plantet 200 kirker.
200 churches. Hello.
Halløjsa.
I thank God.
Jeg takker Gud. Jeg takker Gud.
And a little bit of me is inside those guys.
Og en lille smule af mig er inde i de her fyre.
I know I deposited something.
Jeg ved, jeg har lagt noget ind der.
And so I rejoice.
Så det jeg glæder mig over. Jeg glæder mig med taksigelse.
You see, and that helps me.
Og det hjælper mig.
For all the other stuff.
Til alle de andre ting.
That seems to be going wrong.
Som ser ud til at gå galt.
And we have to thank God for all the successes that He achieves.
Og vi må takke Gud for alt det succes, som Han opnår.
Because He does things with people.
Fordi Han gør ting med mennesker.
We can challenge people.
Vi kan udfordre mennesker.
But we can't change people.
Men vi kan ikke forandre mennesker.
Only God can change someone.
Kun Gud kan forandre nogen.
You get it?
Fanger I det?
Only God can do that.
Kun Gud kan gøre det.
And they have to want it.
Og de må ønske det.
Because even God won't change them if they don't want it.
Fordi selv Gud kan ikke forandre mennesker, hvis ikke de ønsker det.
You know the story about how many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb?
Ved hvor mange psykiatere der skal til for at skifte en pære, en lyspære?
It doesn't matter how many psychiatrists you have, that light bulb's not going to change until it wants to change.
Det er lige meget hvor mange psykiatere du har, den der lyspære, den bliver ikke skiftet før den selv ønsker at blive skiftet.
Too subtle for some of you.
Den var lidt for snu, underfundig for nogle af jer.
Here's the question. Next one, please.
Her er spørgsmålet.
Do you give thanks?
Takker du?
Do you give thanks?
Takker du?
Can you thank God for the things He's done in your life?
Kan du takke Gud for de ting Han har gjort i dit liv?
Can you give Him glory?
Kan du give Ham ære?
Let's go on to the next slide, please.
Den næste slide.
God is worthy.
Gud er værdig.
We're going to read some psalms.
Skal vi læse et par
salmer? Just a few verses.
Eller nogle få vers.
From some of the psalms in the Old Testament.
Fra nogle af salmerne i det gamle testamente.
We'll start with Psalm 50.
Og vi starter med salme 50.
Here's why we give thanks and praise.
Her er hvorfor vi siger tak.
In Psalm 50 and verse 12.
I salme 50.
This is God speaking, by the way.
Og det her er Gud der taler.
Well, maybe we should take it in from verse 7 so you get the sense of the flow of the argument.
Vi kan læse fra salme 7, så vi ligesom får flowet med her.
So God is speaking, and He says this in verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
Lyt mit folk, jeg vil tale. Israel, jeg vil advare dig. Jeg er Gud, din Gud.
I will not reprove you for your sacrifices, your burnt offerings, which are continually before me.
Jeg anklager dig ikke for dine slagtoffer og dine brandoffer, har jeg altid for øje.
I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the fields are mine.
Jeg tager ikke tyre fra dit hus eller bukke fra dine folde, for alt skovens vildt er mit. Dyrene på de tusinder af bjerge, jeg kender alle fuglene i bjergene og markens dyr, hører mig til.
Now the point that God is making is simply this.
Og den pointe Gud han kommer med her er ganske enkelt.
When you come to worship me,
når du kommer for at tilbede
mig, and you
mig,
sacrifice one of your bulls and goats,
og du I offrer en af jeres bukke eller tyre,
you're not doing me any favors.
Så gør I mig altså ikke nogen tjenester.
Because I own it all anyway.
Fordi jeg ejer alligevel det hele.
The cattle on 1,000 hills is mine.
Kvæget på de tusind bjerge
so
er mit.
So when you give me your 10%,
så når I giver mig jeres 10%,
you're not doing me any big favor.
Så gør I mig ikke nogen stor tjeneste.
That's the push. That's the force of what he's saying.
Det er kraften i det han siger her.
And then he says this.
Og så siger han det her.
If I were hungry, I would not tell you.
Bliver jeg sulten, siger jeg det ikke til dig.
For the world is mine.
For jorden er min.
And all its fullness.
Med alt hvad den rummer.
In other words, God is saying, when I have a need,
med andre ord siger Gud, hvis jeg har et behov,
I don't need you to meet my need.
Så har jeg ikke brug for at I møde mit behov.
But you need me to meet your need.
Men I har brug for mig til at møde jeres behov.
Because I am your God.
Fordi jeg er jeres Gud.
And then he says this.
Og så siger han det her.
Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me.
Behøver jeg at spise tyrekød eller drikke bukkeblod? Du skal bringe takoffer til Gud og indfri dine løfter til den højeste. Råb til mig på nødens dag, så vil jeg udfri dig, og du skal ære mig.
So God is saying to them, bring thanksgiving.
Så Gud han siger, bring takoffer.
Don't do the offering of the bull and the goat reluctantly, because I own everything.
Du skal ikke ofre de her tyre og bukke tyvene, fordi jeg ejer det hele.
Don't do it because you think I need to eat.
Du skal ikke gøre det, fordi du tror, jeg har brug for noget at spise.
That's not why it's there.
Det er ikke derfor, de er der.
It's meant to be a testimony to your need for me.
Meningen er, at det skal være et vidnesbyrd om jeres behov for mig.
And when you give it, you're expressing thanksgiving.
Og når du giver det, så ud udviser du taknemmelighed over.
And when we do it,
og når vi gør det,
we glorify him.
Så giver vi ham ære.
Verse 15. And again in verse 23.
Og igen i vers 23.
Whosoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God.
Dem der bringer tak og offer ære mig, ham vil jeg se Guds frelse.
Notice those two things.
Og læg mærke til de her to ting.
Whoever offers praise,
den der offrer, tak offer,
and he orders praise, his conduct. His lifestyle.
Ja, der ordner han hans livsstil.
Praise comes from the heart.
Prisen kommer fra hjertet.
The conduct is the actions.
Og det er dine handlinger. Din livsførsel er dine handlinger.
The way we live.
Den måde du lever på.
And God's looking for both.
Og Gud er på udkig efter begge to.
I want you to live right.
Jeg ønsker du skal leve rigtigt.
But I want you to have a heart that's right.
Men jeg ønsker også du skal have et hjerte der er rigtigt.
And it begins.
Og så begynder det.
With thanksgiving.
Eller det begynder med taksigelse.
It glorifies God.
Det herliggør,
it brings,
ærer Gud.
To bring glory to something.
At bringe ære til noget.
Is to draw attention to it.
Er at vise opmærksomhed.
It's the second thing it does.
Og her er det andet det gør.
It pleases him.
Det behager ham.
Psalm 69.
Psalm 69.
I'll just try and get through these really quick.
Skal nok skynde mig lidt igennem de her.
Verse 30. I will praise the name of God.
31. Jeg vil lovprise
with a song.
Med sang.
I will magnify him with thanksgiving.
Ophøjer ham med tak. Verse 31.
This also shall please the Lord better than ox or a bull.
Det vil Herren hellere have end okser.
So we magnify the Lord with thanksgiving.
Så vi ophøjer Gud med vores taksigelse.
And it pleases him.
Og det behager ham.
Jesus was pleased when the one Samaritan returned to give thanks.
Det behagede Jesus, da den her ene samaritaner vendte tilbage for at sige tak.
It's not a condition of healing.
Det er ikke en betingelse for helbredelse.
Jesus didn't say, "Well, I will heal you, but you need to be grateful."
Jesus sagde ikke, "Jeg vil helbrede dig, men så
du
må være taknemmelig."
If I'm going to heal you.
Så må du tilbede mig, hvis jeg skal helbrede dig.
The healing is unconditional.
Helbredelsen er betingelsesløs.
And so many of the things that God blesses us with are completely unconditional.
Og så mange af de ting Gud han velsigner os med er fuldstændig uden betingelse.
Jesus said in Matthew 6, he makes the sun to rise on the just and on the unjust.
Jesus siger i Matthæus 6, at han lader solen stige op over de retfærdige og over de uretfærdige.
But the just have a revelation of who he is.
Men den retfærdige har en åbenbaring af hvem han er.
So the just should be showing the unbelievers how to acknowledge thankfulness to the God who has blessed them.
Så den retfærdige skulle vise den ugudelige hvordan man viser taknemmelighed over for den Gud der har velsignet ham.
See, often when the ungodly complain,
often hvis den ugudelige beklager sig,
the godly enter into the complaint.
Så slutter den gudelige sig til.
Don't do that.
Lad være med at gøre det.
Be different.
Vær anderledes.
Acknowledge your creator.
Anerkend din skaber.
And all the good things that he does for you.
Og alle de gode ting han gør for.
It pleases the
Lord. Det behager Herren.
Let's look at Psalm 100.
Se på Salme 100.
We're going to look at a number of things here.
Her skal vi se en hel del ting.
Psalm 100.
Salme 100.
And here's a few things it acknowledges.
Og her er nogle få ting, som han anerkender her.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Bryd ud i fryderåb for Herren hele jorden. Tjen Herren under glædesang. Træd frem for ham under jubel.
I like shouting.
Jeg kan godt lide at råbe.
And we need to learn how to shout in church.
Og vi har brug for at lære at råbe i kirken.
Now, even in heaven there was silence for half an hour.
Selv i himlen var der stilhed i en halv time.
So silence is a good thing.
Så stilhed er en god ting.
Heaven knows how to be silent.
Himlen ved godt hvordan man
skal være stille. But heaven also knows how to make a racket.
Men himlen ved også hvordan man laver larm.
There were thunders and lightnings and shoutings,
råb,
and singing and harps.
Og harper.
There is more rejoicing in heaven, Jesus said, over one sinner who repents than 99 who don't need repentance.
Større jubel i himlen over en synder som omvender sig end over 99 som ikke.
And the angels are not there going, oh, another one's got saved.
Er der ikke og siger, ej, der er endnu en, der blev frelst.
There is an exuberant expression of worship.
Der er en overstrømmende udtryk.
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
Fordi frelsen kommer fra Herren.
Salvation is of the Lord.
Frelsen er fra Herren.
In Jonah 2:10.
I Jonah 2:10.
Salvation comes from God.
Frelsen kommer fra
Gud. And when we enter into God's salvation, there is rejoicing in heaven.
Og når vi kommer ind i Guds frelse, så fryder himlen sig.
Now, Psalm 100.
Psalm 100.
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves.
Forstå, at Herren er Gud. Han har skabt os, og ham hører vi til.
So can you do the next couple?
Kan vi tage de næste par stykker?
So he is God.
Så han er Gud.
Not us.
Ikke os.
So when we give thanksgiving and worship,
så når vi takker og priser ham,
instead of putting the ego in the center,
så i stedet for at sætte egoet i centrum,
like in Romans chapter 7,
som Romerbrevet kapitel 7,
the good that I would do,
det som jeg vil gøre.
Oh, you don't know what I'm going through.
Du ved ikke hvad det er, jeg går igennem.
We put God in the center.
Så sætter vi Gud i centrum.
He is God.
Han er Gud.
And thanksgiving places him there.
Og taksigelse placerer ham der.
Secondly,
for det andet,
he made us,
for det andet,
not we ourselves.
Os, det er ikke os selv, der har skabt.
I always laugh.
Jeg elsker.
When on television they have successful people.
Når på fjernsynet man har nogle succesfulde
and
mennesker.
And the comment is made, he's a self-made man.
Og så kommer den her kommentar, han er sådan en selvskabt mand.
There is nothing further from the truth.
Der er ikke noget der kan være længere fra sandheden.
Nobody in hell is going to be singing I did it my way.
Der er ingen i helvede der kommer til at synge jeg gjorde det på min måde.
Or maybe they will be singing that in hell but no one in heaven is going to be.
Eller så er det måske lige præcis det de synger i helvede, men ikke i himlen.
Maybe that's what I should say.
Det er måske virkelig det jeg skal sige.
Maybe that is the song they're going to sing.
Måske er det faktisk sangen de synger i helvede.
Because if you do it your way, that's where it takes you.
Hvis du gør det på din måde, så er det der du ender.
And the heart of Jesus says, "Not my will, but yours be done."
Og Jesu hjerte siger ikke min vilje ske, men din vilje.
And the heart of the church has to have the same prayer.
Og kirkens hjerte må have den samme bøn.
Not our will, but yours be done.
Vores vilje, men din vilje ske.
Your kingdom come.
Dit rige komme.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
På jorden, som den sker i himlen.
He made us.
Han skabte os.
He is the creator.
Han er skaber.
He is the potter. We are the clay.
Han er pottermageren, og vi er ler.
And there needs to be a submission.
Og der er brug for at være en underordnelse til hans godhed.
And his wisdom.
Og under hans visdom.
And a walk of faith that expresses that.
Og en trosvandring, som udtrykker det.
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you. Here's the third thing.
Her er den tredje ting.
In Psalm 100.
Psalm 100.
We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Gå ind i hans porte med takkesang, ind i hans forgård med lovsang.
Be thankful to him.
Tak ham.
And bless his name,
pris
for the Lord is good.
For Herren er god.
We acknowledge him in thanksgiving because he's good.
Vi anerkender ham i vores taksigelse, fordi han er god.
You can't praise the Lord truthfully until you thank the Lord humbly.
Prise Herren i sandhed, før du takker Herren i ydmyghed.
Thanksgiving in the Bible always precedes praise.
Taksigelse i Bibelen går altid forud for lovsang.
And it's impossible to have a worshipful heart unless you have a thankful heart.
Og det er umuligt at have et tilbedende hjerte, medmindre du har et taknemmeligt hjerte.
Worship comes out of the deepest sense of gratitude that we have for what the Lord has done for us.
Tilbedelse kommer ud fra den dybeste fornemmelse af taknemmelighed over det Gud han har gjort for os.
And I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre dig.
When you're under pressure.
Når du er under pres.
When the unexpected bill comes.
Når den der uventede regning kommer.
Boiler needs replacing.
Eller at
kedlen skal skiftes ud.
Eller bilen bryder sammen.
Remind yourself.
Så mind dig selv om.
He is God.
Han er god.
He made us.
Han har skabt os.
He is good.
Han er god.
We can be grateful.
Vi kan være taknemmelige.
It could be worse.
Det kunne være værre.
Not only is he good.
Ikke bare er han god.
It goes on to say his mercy is everlasting.
Men det fortsætter med at sige at hans barmhjertighed varer evigt.
I love that. The Bible says in the Psalms that his anger is but for a moment, but his mercy endures to all generations.
Bibelen siger, hans vrede var et øjeblik, men hans barmhjertighed var gennem alle generationer.
You can be thankful and rejoice in the mercy of God.
Du kan være taknemmelig og glæde dig over Guds barmhjertighed.
When you get things wrong,
når tingene går galt,
God's mercy is there.
Så er Guds barmhjertighed der.
When you blow it,
når du
God's mercy is
misser
there.
Den, så er Guds barmhjertighed der.
I like mercy is like the cleanup team.
Barmhjertighed er ligesom sådan rengøringsmidlet.
David said that his mercy would follow him all the days of his life because he cleans up all the mess.
Paulus sagde, din barmhjertighed følger mig alle mit livs dage, fordi det var nødvendigt for at rense op efter ham hele tiden.
Mercy and truth follow.
Barmhjertighed og sandhed skal følge.
And that we dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Og vi må bo i Herrens hus.
And then finally, the fourth thing it says, or the fifth thing rather it says,
den femte ting der står,
is that God's truth endures to all generations.
Er at Guds sandhed varer igennem alle generationer, slægt efter slægt.
The truth of this word,
sandheden i det her ord,
some of it was penned 3,000 years ago.
Noget af det her blev skrevet for 3,000 år siden.
The most recent parts were penned almost 2,000 years ago.
Det nyeste af det blev skrevet for 2,000 år siden.
But the truth of this word,
men sandheden i det her ord,
endures today.
Var i dag.
It endures to all generations.
Var slægt efter slægt.
Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away," in Matthew 24, "but my words will never pass away."
Jesus siger i Matthæus 24, at himmel og jord skal forgå, men mit jord skal aldrig forgå.
To build your life on God's truth is to build your life on an eternal foundation.
At bygge dit liv på Guds sandhed er at bygge dit liv på et evigt fundament.
Jesus said to the disciples in John 17:17, as he prayed for them, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Your word is truth."
Jesus siger i 17:17, da han beder for sine disciple, Johannes 17:17, så siger han, helliggør dem i sandheden, dit ord er sandheden.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth,
Jesus
and the
siger,
truth shall make you free.
Sandheden skal sætte jer fri.
In John chapter 8.
I Johannes kapitel 8.
And it says, we embrace the truth of who God is.
Og vi omfavner sandheden om, hvem Gud er.
And the truth of who we are.
Og sandheden om, hvem vi er.
And what he's done for us.
Og det han har gjort for os.
That we can acknowledge him gratefully.
Så at vi kan anerkende ham med taknemmelighed.
And do what the Samaritan did.
Og gøre, hvad samaritaneren her gjorde.
With a loud voice.
Med høj røst.
We say, thank you.
Siger vi, tak.
Thank you.
Tak.
Thank you.
Tak.
Thank you.
Tak.
Okay. Let's go to the last slide now.
Sidste.
Well, it's not quite the last one. Second to the last one. So we're near the end.
Anden sidste.
Paul encourages it.
Paulus opmuntrer til det.
Paul encourages it.
Paulus opmuntrer til det.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Filipperbrevet kapitel 4, vers 6.
It's a very beautiful exhortation in the New Testament.
En meget smuk opmuntring.
And it's really a prescription for living free of anxiety.
Og det er faktisk sådan en recept på at leve fri for al bekymring og ængstelse.
So Paul says in verse 6, be anxious for nothing.
Vær ikke bekymret for noget.
Be anxious for nothing.
Vær ikke bekymret for noget.
But,
men,
in everything,
bring i alle forhold,
by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
I bøn og påkaldelse med tak bring jeres forhold frem for Gud.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Og Guds fred, som overgår al forstand, vil bevare jeres hjerter og tanker i Kristus Jesus.
If you need the peace of God in your life,
hvis du har brug for Guds fred i dit liv,
Paul says, here's what you have to do.
Så siger Paulus, nu skal du gøre det her så.
Through prayer,
igennem bøn,
and supplication,
og påkaldelse,
with thanksgiving,
med tak,
you talk to the Father.
Så taler du med Faderen.
And the peace comes.
Så kommer freden.
In fact, the peace is described is a Greek word that means it will garrison your heart.
Freden beskrives, og det er sådan en græsk ord, der siger, det vil være sådan en garnison om dit hjerte.
It's like having a group of soldiers.
Det er som at have en gruppe soldater.
Surrounding you.
Som omringer dig.
Protecting you.
Som beskytter dig.
Keeping out.
Som holder ude.
All of the anxious thoughts and lies of the enemy.
Alle de her ængstlige, bekymrende tanker og løgne fra fjenden.
That's shalom peace.
Det er Guds shalom fred.
And the only thing we have to do.
Og det eneste vi har brug for at gøre,
is give our anxiety to God in prayer and supplication.
Er at give vores bekymringer over til ham i bøn og påkaldelse.
And the older my children get, the more anxiety I get.
Jo ældre mine børn bliver, desto mere flere bekymringer får jeg.
I thought when they got older and left home, I'd have less.
Jeg troede, at når de bliver ældre og rejser hjemmefra, så får jeg mindre
bekymringer.
Sådan fungerer det ikke.
You get more.
Så får du flere.
They go for an interview for a job.
Så skal de til jobinterview.
And you can't wait for the phone call.
Og så venter du på, at de ringer.
I hope it's successful.
Og jeg håber, det lykkes for
dem. And then they tell you how disappointing it was.
Og så fortæller de, hvor skuffende det var.
And you feel their pain.
Og så mærker du deres smerte.
But you can't live their life.
Men du kan ikke leve deres liv.
It's their life.
Det er deres liv.
You have to leave them to God.
Du er nødt til at lade dem være hos Gud.
And so more than ever in my life.
Så mere end nogensinde i mit liv.
I'm learning how to go to my closet.
Er ved at lære at gå til mit kammer.
And to talk to the Father.
Tale med Faderen.
And to give it to him.
Og give det til ham.
Say, Father, I've trusted you.
Far, jeg har stolet på dig.
For these children.
For de her børn.
Now they're on their own.
Nu er de på egen hånd.
But they're with you.
Men de er med dig.
And they love you.
Og de elsker dig.
Give me peace.
Giv mig fred.
I need to know you're caring.
Jeg har brug for at vide, at du har omsorg.
I need to know you're watching.
Brug for at vide, at du ser efter dem.
And I do it.
Og det gør jeg.
And I have peace.
Og jeg får fred.
I have peace.
Jeg får fred.
And then something else comes along.
Så kommer der noget andet.
A new challenge.
En ny udfordring.
And we have to go back to the Father.
Så må vi tilbage til Faderen.
But God does not want you to be burdened with anxieties.
Men Gud ønsker ikke, at du skal være bebyrdet med bekymring.
That's why he is our Father.
Derfor er han vores far.
He wants to carry them for us.
Han ønsker at bære dem for os.
And he wants us to be in a place
where
we release thanksgiving and
trust. Hvor vi forløser taksigelse.
So it's prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Så det er bøn og påkaldelse med tak.
I believe you're able.
Jeg tror på, at du er i stand til at gøre det.
Colossians chapter 2.
I Kolossenserbrevet kapitel 2.
Verses 6 and 7.
Vers 6 og 7.
Here's what Paul says.
Her er hvad Paulus siger.
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Når I nu har taget imod Kristus Jesus Herren, så lev i ham, rodfæstet i ham, opbygget i ham, grundfæstet i troen, som I har lært det, overstrømmende i jeres tak.
Abounding with thanksgiving.
Overstrømmende i jeres tak.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Er det ikke vidunderligt?
Not just a once-off.
Ikke bare sådan en tak.
But abounding in it.
Men overstrømmende i tak.
Doing it often.
Ofte.
Doing it always.
Altid skal vi.
That's how we get rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ.
Sådan
we grow
bliver vi rodfæstet og grundfæstet i Kristus.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
1 Thessalonikerbrevet kapitel 5.
Here's what Paul said to these people.
Ja, hvad Paulus siger til de her folk.
Verse 16, rejoice always.
Vers 16, vær altid.
Pray without ceasing.
Bed uophørligt.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Sig tak under alle forhold, for det der er Guds vilje med jer i Kristus Jesus.
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Det der er Guds vilje med jer i Kristus Jesus.
We don't give thanks for all things, we give thanks in all things.
Vi siger ikke tak for alle ting, men vi siger tak i alle ting.
Some things happen to us that are not good.
Der er nogle ting, der sker med os, som ikke er gode.
But in the situation,
men i situationen,
God's will is we give thanks to who he is because he's not deserted us.
Er Guds vilje, at vi siger tak for hvem han er, fordi han ikke har forladt os.
I hope this excites your heart.
Jeg håber, det kan begejstre jer.
God is with you in your challenges.
Gud er med dig i dine udfordringer.
I will never leave you or forsake you.
Jeg vil aldrig slippe dig eller forlade dig.
Amen.
Amen.
God is with us to the end of the age.
Gud er med os til verdens ende.
In Matthew 28.
Matthæus 28.
Even to the end of the age.
Til verdens ende. Tidsalderens ende.
So, in everything.
I alt.
Give thanks. There is not one situation.
Der er ikke én situation.
Where you cannot give thanks to God.
Hvor du ikke kan sige tak til Gud.
You're not necessarily thanking him for the situation.
Det kan være, du takker ham for situationen.
You're thanking him in the situation.
Men takker ham i situationen.
You see, the three Hebrew boys who were thrown into the fiery furnace.
De her tre hebræer drenge, som blev smidt ned i ildovnen.
They were not thanking God or thank you for the fiery furnace.
De takkede ikke Gud og sagde, I tusind tak for ildovnen.
But they thanked the Father that they didn't have to bow down in idolatrous worship.
For at de ikke behøvede at bøje sig ned i afgudsdyrkelse.
They were men of integrity.
Det var mænd med integritet.
And in that fire, a fourth man is manifested.
Og midt i den her ild, så var der en fjerde mand.
Paul and Silas have been beaten.
Paulus og Silas var blevet slået.
And thrown into prison.
Smidt i fængsel.
And they sing a hymn at midnight.
Og så synger de salmer ved midnatstid.
Because they know God is with them.
Fordi de ved, at Gud er med dem.
And what happens?
Og hvad sker der?
An earthquake comes.
Kommer jordskælv.
They're set free.
De bliver sat fri.
The Philippine jailer and all his house get saved.
Og fangevogteren i Filippi og hele hans hus bliver frelst.
And Paul plants a church.
Og Paulus planter en menighed.
In everything.
I alt.
Give thanks.
Sig tak.
Under alle forhold. That's God's will.
Det er Guds vilje.
Those of you who are praying, what is God's will for my life?
For dem af jer, som beder, hvad er Guds vilje med mit liv?
Here it is.
Det står lige her.
Start giving thanks.
Begynd at sige tak.
Then in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1.
Så i 1 Timotheus 2 vers 1.
Here's what he says.
Jeg siger ham.
Therefore I encourage first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Jeg formaner dig først af alt til bønner og anråbelser, forbønner og taksigelser for alle mennesker.
Paul encourages us.
Paulus opmuntrer os.
That in our prayer life.
At i vores bønneliv.
We are releasing thanksgiving.
At vi forløser taksigelser.
And now this is the final slide.
Og nu er det så den sidste.
If you look into the Old Testament,
hvis man ser på det gamle testamente,
not only did they do it,
så ikke bare gjorde de det,
they organized it.
Men de organiserede det.
They organized thanksgiving.
De organiserede taksigelse.
In Nehemiah chapter 12,
i Nehemias kapitel 12,
they appointed a group of men.
Så udnævnte de en gruppe mænd.
And in the Old Testament, the thanksgiving, of course, was the repetition or the speaking out of thanksgiving psalms.
Og i det gamle testamente, så den måde, man sagde tak på, var at gentage de her takkesalmer.
And so in Nehemiah chapter 12 and verse 8, it says this.
I Nehemias 12, vers 8, står der.
Moreover, the Levites were Yeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who led the thanksgiving psalms, he and his brethren.
Levitterne Yeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, han og hans brødre stod for takkesangen.
Six men appointed to the task of leading the congregation.
Seks mænd udnævnt til den her opgave at lede forsamlingen.
In thanksgiving.
I takkesang.
And then if you look back a little bit further in chapter 11.
Hvis vi kigger i kapitel 11.
It says this about these men.
Står der sådan her om de her mænd.
In verse 17.
Vers 17.
And Mattaniah the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, who was the leader, who began thanksgiving with prayer, and Bakbukiah, the son among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shemua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. So here's a man,
Mattaniah's son, Micah's son,
Zabdi's
son,
Asaph. There's a whole group who have to lead them in thanksgiving.
Lovsang, sang, takkesang under bønnen.
And this man is the leader of the group.
Så her er en gruppe, som skal lede den her takkesang under bønnen, og ham her, han leder den. Og før de leder den,
he prays.
Så beder han.
Very lovely, isn't it?
Er det ikke smart?
So in the Old Testament, they actually organized.
Så de organiserede det faktisk i det gamle testament.
We're going to have Thanksgiving time.
Siger, okay, vi skal have en taksigelsestid nu.
I'm sure.
Og jeg er sikker på.
That we would do better.
At det, vi vil have gøre det bedre.
If we had celebration times where the only agenda was giving thanks to God.
Hvis vi havde nogle fester, nogle taksigelsesting, hvor det eneste vi skulle gøre var at sige tak til Gud.
When I was at Bible College, a long, long time ago,
mange år siden,
they encouraged us to write a letter to God.
Opmuntrede os til at skrive et brev til Gud.
That was nearly 30 years ago.
Det er 30 år siden næsten.
I thought it was very strange.
Og jeg synes, det var virkelig underligt.
I knew God wrote letters because they were in the New Testament.
Jeg vidste godt, at Gud skrev brev, og dem havde vi i det Nye Testament.
But I didn't know we could write letters to God.
Jeg vidste ikke, at vi kunne skrive brev til Gud.
And they encouraged us to write a letter expressing our gratitude for what the Lord had done.
Men de opmuntrede os til at skrive et brev, som udtrykte vores taknemmelighed over for det Gud havde gjort.
What a wonderful exercise it was.
Og jeg kan huske, hvilken vidunderlig øvelse det var. At sætte sig ned med et stykke papir og en blyant og sige,
Dear Jesus.
Kære Jesus.
I'd like to take the time.
Jeg vil gerne lige bruge tid.
To thank you for all the wonderful things you've done for me.
For at takke dig for alle de vidunderlige ting du har gjort for mig.
Just to begin to write
down. Så begynd at skrive det ned.
And as you do that,
og som du gør det,
your heart begins to grow.
Så begynder dit hjerte at vokse.
In appreciation.
I påskønnelse.
And worship.
Og i lovsang.
And it gives you a new perspective.
Og det giver dig et nyt perspektiv.
In order to face the challenges of life.
Som gør at du kan stå over for livets udfordringer.
And that I believe.
Og det tror jeg.
Is how we can become the overcomers.
Er hvordan vi kan blive overvinderne.
That we've been called.
Som vi er kaldet til.
Let's pray together.
Lad os bede sammen.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you that you are God.
Tak, at du er Gud.
Thank you that you have made us and not we ourselves.
Tak, at du har skabt os og ikke os selv.
It means that you know our frame and you remember that we're dust.
Det betyder, at du kender vores rammer og du ved, at vi er støv.
And I thank you, Lord, that you command us.
Og tak, Herre, at du befaler os.
To give you thanks and praise.
Til at vi skal give dig tak og pris.
Not because you need it.
Ikke fordi du har brug for det.
But because it brings us to a new understanding of who you are and who we are.
Men fordi det giver os en ny forståelse af hvem du er, hvem vi er.
And we want to bring you pleasure.
Og vi ønsker at behage dig.
We thank you that thanksgiving pleases you.
Vi takker dig fordi at taksigelse behager
dig. And Father, many pressures and challenges will face this company of people.
Og far, mange meget pres og mange udfordringer vil de her mennesker komme til at stå
overfor. And my prayer for them.
Og min bøn for dem
is that every day,
er, at hver eneste dag
something would rise up in their hearts,
vil der være noget, der rejser sig i deres hjerte,
that would express gratitude to you,
udtrykke taknemmelighed over
for who you are,
for hvem du er,
and for what you have done,
for hvad du har gjort.
I thank you, Lord,
jeg takker dig, Herre,
that we don't have to labor in vain,
at vi ikke behøver at slide forgæves,
but we can be encouraged,
men at vi kan blive opmuntret,
knowing that our labor in you is never in vain,
og vide at vores slid og stræben i dig
aldrig.
Du kender alle de hemmelige investeringer,
you
vi har lavet.
See all of the kind acts.
Du ser alle de venlige handlinger.
And we thank you, it doesn't go unnoticed.
Og vi takker dig, fordi det ikke forbliver ubemærket.
And I pray you would bless this company of people.
Og jeg beder om, at du vil velsigne denne forsamling.
Make them bold.
Og gør dem frimodige.
To proclaim your goodness.
Til at proklamere din godhed.
In the world.
I verden.
And in the house of the Lord.
Og i Guds hus.
With a loud voice.
Med høj røst.
And all God's people said,
hele Guds folk sagde,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Gud velsigne jer.
Thank you.